Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
And we're continuing on with J.J. Didtai Buckle, the United States Marine Corps Leadership Traits. This is your Morning Mindset free class on leadership and leadership traits and training. As I mentioned before, there are executives and corporate officers who pay quite literally hundreds, if not thousands of dollars to go to training seminars where they have someone get in front of them and talk about these very things. So you guys are welcome. All right, today we're going to talk about unselfishness, the U in Buckle. We're getting down towards the end here, so pay close attention. All right, how does the Marine Corps describe unselfishness? Unselfishness means that you avoid making yourself comfortable at the expense of others. Be considerate of others. Give credit to those who deserve it. All right, and the leadership training or ways to improve your unselfishness trait would be avoid using your position or rank for personal gain, safety, or pleasure at the expense of others. Be considerate of others. Wow. Again, here we are in our modern world, in the world in which we live. And how difficult is it to display unselfishness? And you say, well, Paul, I'm not a selfish person. I'm a very unselfish person. And I believe that I, you know, demonstrate that trait regularly. How difficult is it to teach that? And the reason I believe it's difficult to teach unselfishness today is because in our modern world, we're taught, our children are taught, we're told that how you feel about whatever situation, is the most important thing in the world. It's all about you and your feelings and your thoughts and your comfort. It's very difficult today. You know, people say, well, why do you think children behave the way they do? Why do teenagers and millennials and so forth, why do they behave the way they do? Because going back to the no score soccer or we don't keep score T-ball or baseball or whatever, or everybody gets a trophy. Everybody gets a trophy. Why? Because everyone is number one. Now, you say, but Paul, how does that deal with unselfishness? Well, why do we give everyone a trophy, not just the one kid who actually won the race, or not just the one child that did better than all the other children? It's because every child is the most important child. And that's what we tell them. We give everyone a trophy because everyone here is the most important player on this team. Even though you just sat your fat butt on the bench and played with your Game Boy the whole season, even though you didn't put forth any effort, even though you never broke a sweat, according to our new modern thinking, you're just as important on this team as everyone else. And what are we teaching them? What are we teaching our kids who become teenagers, who become millennials, who become young adults? We're teaching them that they are the most important thing in the world. Not other people, not to consider other people first, but them. Look at our politicians, the supposed leaders of the United States. When I said, avoid using your position or rank for personal gain, almost every day, if not weekly or monthly, we're treated to news stories of leaders, of politicians, of bureaucrats who did exactly that thing. They used their position or rank for personal gain. And it happens over and over and over again. Being unselfish is not as easy as it sounds. Now, to be fair, the human condition is to be selfish. The human condition is to take care of yourself first, right? The human condition is always to make sure that you're comfortable, that you're fed, and so on and so forth. Now, can we work with this when we're trying to develop our leadership qualities? Well, of course we can. Of course we can. It's not wrong to make sure that you have warm clothing. It's not wrong to make sure that you have food to eat and a place to sleep and so on and so forth. That's not necessarily wrong. You have to have that.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
One of the ways that the Marine Corps taught its leaders unselfishness is from the very, very beginning. You're even in basic training, you're taught that the people in charge, whether they're squad leaders or platoon leaders or, you know, sergeants or officers or what have you, they always eat last. The men, the troops, always eat first. When we were, I was in the Desert Storm, Desert Shield, you know, what turned out to be Gulf War Part 1, And quite often there were not enough, well, there was not enough clothing, or there were not enough boots, desert boots or what have you, to go around. We only had so many. For instance, when we were over there, it got cold. And you're like, you're in the desert. How is it cold? It gets, believe it or not, it gets cold in the desert. And they came around with these polypropylene, like long john underwear things, these polypropylene underwear tops and bottoms. But they didn't have enough for the entire company. Let's say the company is close to 200 people or so. I don't remember the exact number in our company. Doesn't matter. But out of that, they only had 80 or 50 or 75 or whatever. So how do they start issuing them? There's not enough for everyone. You start from the bottom rank and you work up. You start from the privates, PFCs, lance corporals, corporals, and so on and so forth. Desert boots. And I know this might seem strange to you as you're listening to this, but when I was in the first desert war, we didn't have desert boots. We had our jungle boots. We had our leather and, you know, green and black leather jungle boots. Yes, it's kind of crazy or strange to think of being in the desert with jungle boots. But the supply chain hadn't caught up yet. And when it came time to issue actual suede desert boots, there weren't enough. There weren't enough suede desert boots for everyone. And so I never got a pair. I never got a pair because I was a corporal, and we issued the suede desert boots to the privates, PFCs, lance corporals, and so forth. And by the time it was time for corporals and sergeants to get desert boots, they were all out of size 12s, and I just didn't get any. Saying, you know, so that is one of the, and this is a quick example of how the Marine Corps teaches people to be unselfish, is to think of the troops first. Before you sit down, one of the things that we were taught is before you sit down for the night or the evening, before you go ahead and get yourself chow, before you relax or go to sleep, you have to check on all of your men to make sure they all are taken care of first. Now you say, oh, I don't have troops. I'm not a Marine, Paul. You know, I have some coworkers or I have some kids or whatever. And when you're a parent, it's a little bit easier because, well, those little creatures running around are flesh of your flesh and blood of your blood. And so generally, you want to make sure that they're fed first and that they're clothed first. And most parents will do without so that their children can have. When it comes to being a business leader or a leader in your community, do you make sure that everybody else has everything they need before you take care of yourself? I'm not talking about starving to death or anything crazy like that, but I mean, take the time to think about that, to put others first. Unselfishness, it's part of the Marine Corps leadership traits, and there's a reason that it's part of the leadership traits, because when you are demonstrably unselfish, what does that show your people? That shows your people that you are more involved in their well-being, or you care more about their well-being than your own. And as a leader, they're more likely to follow you. Because if they notice the other, if your troops, your workers, the people you're coaching or mentoring or what have you, if they discover, if it seems to them that you're always taking care of yourself first before everyone else, that's not the sign of a leader, and they're not going to want to follow you. So, all right, that's it for today. We're all the way down to B and U. Now, what's next? C. C stands for courage. And during the next episode of Morning Mindset, we're going to talk about courage. Once again, I thank you for taking the time, taking a little bit of time out of your day to listen to Morning Mindset. Thank you to everyone who's left a review on your favorite podcast player, whatever that happens to be. And thank you for sharing this. I'm Paul Markle, and I'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul D. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there.
Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.